Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, this guy swallowed cocaine during a traffic stop and could have died. This Florida man, according to Fox 35 Orlando, was very desperate to hide drugs. So he chose to swallow his cocaine during a traffic stop Tuesday night. Flagler County deputies said Leslie Brock swallowed the drugs as deputies were trying to pull him over for a traffic citation. When they approached the driver's side of the vehicle, deputies spotted a torn open baggie on his lap with small white flakes consistent with cocaine on his shorts. The sheriff's office shared body camera video of the arrest, which showed Brock refusing to step out of the car multiple times when asked. "Step out of the car," deputies heard saying. "What I did, though," he replied. Deputies ultimately removed Brock from the car and placed him in handcuffs. At the scene, they tested the flakes found in his car, which were presumptive positive for cocaine. And he was seen spitting out a white substance. He said, "So you found cocaine on me, bro? It's in your spit," the deputy replied. He was taken to a hospital in Palm Coast for treatment after ingesting a large amount of narcotics. "This poison peddler could have died while attempting to conceal his narcotics by swallowing them," said the sheriff in a statement. "If you get caught with illegal narcotics, don't make things worse by swallowing them. He is lucky to be alive and will be heading to the Green Roof Inn once he is released from the hospital." He's still in the hospital as of this morning, pending medical clearance. He is facing charges of resisting arrest, possession of cocaine, and tampering with evidence. What a true criminal mastermind, huh? No question about it. And this one is also interesting. This Florida man was arrested for refusing to leave the waters of the Gulf while double red flags were flying. The man was sprinting across the beach from deputies after returning to the shore. So this was in Panama City Beach, Florida. Deputies in the panhandle arrested a man on Panama City Beach who refused to get out of the water during dangerous swimming conditions. Garrison Creamer, what a name, huh? Garrison Creamer, 38 years old, was arrested and is facing multiple charges, including violation of the double red flag ordinance. Double red flags flew Tuesday, June 20th, which means the water was closed to the public. However, that didn't stop the man from swimming in the water with a boogie board. Deputies used their public address systems to alert the man to the danger he potentially faced by being in the water, but he refused to leave the Gulf. The agency's air unit also flew above to alert the man, but he remained in the water. After 25 minutes or so passed, Creamer returned to the shoreline with his boogie board and tried to avoid deputies by running through a large crowd that gathered on the sand to watch. A video posted on the sheriff's office Facebook showed the man sprinting across the beach. Following a short chase, deputies were able to catch up to him and take him into custody near the sand dunes. He was charged with obstruction of justice and resisting the battery on a law enforcement officer. He was later booked in the Bay County Jail. Quote from the sheriff, "As double red flags were posted, swimming conditions in the water were too dangerous for anyone, even with a boogie board. Only those tethered to a surfboard can enter the water during double red flags." So a happy ending there for this Florida man.
The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com.
Riley Gaines yesterday was phenomenal in her testimony before the Senate. She really was. And Martina Navratilova, who is a tennis legend, as you know, a lesbian. I'm only saying that because the LGBTQ+IA, every letter of the alphabet coalition, they want you to think that everybody thinks like they do, and they don't. Martina Navratilova has been an advocate for women's sports. Women in women's sports. As in biological women. As in women. Just women. In fact, Riley Gaines actually quoted Martina Navratilova yesterday in her opening statement. She said, there will always be significant numbers of boys and men who would beat the best girls and women in head-to-head competition. Claims to the contrary are simply a denial of science. And she said, thanks for being such a force to Martina Navratilova, who responded to, there's a Twitter site, Twitter person, entity, boysversewomen.com. And said, the witness was later unable to answer if males hold advantages over females in sports. She is the head of an organization that meets with the White House on a nearly daily basis on this and other matters. And Martina Navratilova quote tweeted that, which is when you take the tweet and you put some comments on top of it. And she said, four words, this is just sad. And it is sad that we're at this place where you have to deny even science. You know, yesterday, one of the doctors who was there was asked the question, you know, are there actual differences, biological differences, and do men have advantages? And the doctor says, I don't know. How could I know? How would I know? Of course there are. And to deny that is part of the political correctness of the day. And remember what I told you yesterday. Political correctness is not just the nice thing to say at parties. You know, there's always the idea of political correctness being, well, you know, you don't talk about politics or religion at the Thanksgiving table because you don't want to fight with your in-laws or whatever it is. Or the PC thing to say to somebody. That's all well and good in the cultural sense, but that's not where politically correct comes from. Politically correct really comes from tyrannical regimes where you would be punished if you said the wrong things or if you did not say the right things. You would be punished. You could be fined, you could be jailed, you could disappear, you could be literally killed. It still goes on in the world. It goes on in China. You know, COVID scientists who just mysteriously fall off the roof of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, for example. So when we say something's politically correct, you also have to deny reality in many, many cases. So it's whatever the intelligentsia wants you to say. George Orwell wrote about this. You have the Ministry of Truth, and they come up with what the facts are, and you have to repeat them. And if, you know, 5 + 2 = 9, 5 + 2 = 9, and you better say it equals 9, because if you challenge it, you're going to be out the door. And so what happens then is intellectuals and people like doctors and others have to pretend that they don't know answers to things because they're not allowed to, because it contradicts what the intelligentsia wants them to say. And we see that play out all the time. It's sad. It really is. Biological females are most likely to compete in their biological female category as that's their best shot at winning and maintains the principle of fairness. With an open category, there are no question marks, no provosts, no provisos, no asterisks, no doubts. It's a simple solution. Once somebody has gone through male puberty, there is no way to erase that physical advantage. You cannot simply turn back the clock, for instance, by trying to lower testosterone levels. It's true. That's just all science. That's all science is what it is. World Athletics had adopted a policy to exclude transgender female athletes from women's competitions. And Navratilova called it a step in the right direction. Said, in the wake of the World Athletics announcement, I think the best idea would be to have a biological female and biological girls categories and then an open category. It would be a category for all comers. Men who identify as women, women who identify as women, women who identify as men who identify as women, non-binary, it would be a catch-all. It's already being explored in athletics and swimming in Britain. And then you have categories where biological females can compete against biological females. And you could have biological male categories where biological men can compete against biological men. And if you want to compete in the other category, you know, knock yourself out. I mean, it's a good solution. You can compete whatever you pick. You pick the category. But that's not, to do that is not what the left wants. What the left wants is for you to abandon science. Really, for the people that have the signs on their lawn that say, we believe in science, they literally want you to pretend that science, biology is not real and that a biological man can be a woman. And so if you say that he can't be on the women's team, you are denying their science, which is actually science, but it's their science. which is not science. You see what I mean? It's all very confusing. But that's the game that's played. You can't just have another category. The reason why they won't allow, because I've for years have just thought, well, just have a gender neutral locker room. So you have three. You have a women's room, a men's room, and then the third. And anybody can go in there. No, it's not about accommodation. It's about compliance. It's not about accommodating or tolerating. It's about acceptance. You must accept what the left says, period. A man is a woman. If the man says he's a woman, he's a woman. Period. Don't argue with it. Don't debate it. Don't try to make accommodations. And they'll invoke things like separate but unequal. They really will. They'll say, well, separate but unequal is unconstitutional. And you go, well, but it's completely irrelevant. That was around race.
What is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen? It's already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it will pass the drug trade. Because someone can sell a bag of cocaine one time, but they can sell a child 5 to 10 times per day. On July 4th, witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. From Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Experience the spirit of hope and the power of human resilience. The goal is for 2 million people to get into theaters the week of July 4th and remember the 2 million children who are trafficked every year. Visit angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom. Buying tickets in advance sends an important message. To show your support, purchase tickets for yourself or pay it forward so they can pack theaters the week of July 4th. Visit angel.com/freedom.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Aaron Rodgers talks about taking psychedelics at a conference. Oh, yeah. This is the new rage now, you know. Psychedelic drugs to help you with your mental health issues. And it's really catching on, actually. It's run by a psychedelic advocacy group, and it took place after Colorado voters joined Oregon in decriminalizing psychedelic mushrooms. Shrooms. And they say it helps with all kinds of different things. Post-traumatic stress disorder, alcoholism. Medical experts, of course, caution that more research is needed on the drug's efficacy and extent of the risks of psychedelics, which can cause hallucinations and undercut the profits of drug companies. The PGA Tour plans to testify at a Senate hearing on the LIV merger, but a lot of questions still remain. Top officials at the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf have been invited to testify at a Senate hearing on July 11th on the deal, and the tour said it would participate. The invitations were issued Wednesday by Senators Richard Blumenthal and Ron Johnson, chairman and ranking member of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, and mark an early phase of what appears likely to be a broad probe on the merger. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan and LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman and the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund's Yasser Al-Rumayyanin all received letters to come and testify. Obviously, this is proving to be very, very controversial. Science proves something we've all known. Conservative women are more attractive. And yes, that is a result you can trust. I have no doubt about that in my life. I've seen them. I know this for a fact. Conservative women are more attractive. And left-wing women have this face about them where they're just very annoyed. They're just, you know, looking at that face of they're just judging you and looking down. Could you call it Karen face? No, there's a lot of very attractive Karens on the right, of course. But I don't know. I think if you were to put the lefty women in a room and the conservative women in a room, you'd have no doubt which was which just by the looks. Is that shallow? You're damn right it is. Am I proud of saying that? You're damn right I am. And if you doubt it, just look at Dana. It's beautiful, right? Absolutely. Reading and math achievement is getting worse, according to the nation's report card. All the lockdowns with COVID, while teenagers' math and reading performance has continued to fall on the test known as the nation's report card, with math scores showing the largest ever decline since the National Assessment of Educational Progress began tracking long-term trends in student performance. Scores for 13-year-olds fell 9 points in math, between 2019 and 2020 and the 2022-2023 school year. Reading scores fell by 4 points. So whenever you hear people like Randy Weingarten and others talk about how the school closures had no impact on the children, you know that they're lying. One of the worst things we ever did to our kids was keep them out of school, not only for their academic scores, but for their mental health as well. It was a disaster and something our nation is still reeling with today. And finally, LAPD drug dogs sniff out guns and drugs hidden in a vending machine. A Los Angeles police dog is being hailed a hero after he located a massive cache of narcotics and an assault rifle that was hidden inside a vending machine. The drug bust happened in Los Angeles as part of a county sheriff's investigation. The brave pup sniffed out the drugs and the gun, which were hidden in a nondescript soda vending machine. I mean, literally, the machine just says cold drinks on it. That alone looks sketchy. You know, it's not a Coke machine or a Pepsi machine.
When it comes
just
to
cold
the
drinks.
Education issue, though,
inside
school closures,
drugs and a gun.
You
so
hear DeSantis battling Randy Weingarten.
He's made education first and foremost in his campaign, battling woke, battling these schools, battling the curriculum. And it's a national issue. It really is. And it's something that he's using in his race for president of the United States. New test data shows that COVID school closures rapidly accelerated U.S. learning losses throughout the country. And although that idiot in Virginia says it makes everybody even, it makes everybody on the same playing field, what it really means, and you know this and I know this, is it means that our children have just one more challenge affecting them. But outside of Florida, in places like New Jersey, where I live, there's also something else the kids are dealing with, which is indoctrination. And this is happening across the country in a lot of blue states. Two particular issues. One is the LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet stuff. The other is climate change. In New Jersey, kids have to learn about climate change. And my kids are too young. They haven't had this indoctrination yet, but it's coming. And the problem is that we have lost control over curriculum. We've turned it over to bureaucrats. When it comes to the LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet stuff, during COVID, they passed some legislation without anybody even realizing they were doing it, to put in these standards, teaching kids as young as kindergarten about sex. And parents don't want this, which is why parents have started to get very active in running for school board elections, in speaking up and trying to have a say in things. It always seems, and I mentioned this earlier in the show today on the Dana Show, that the left keeps going further left and crazy. And they don't have a bouncer to kick anybody out and say, this is too nuts, this is crazy. They want to indoctrinate children to open them up to the crazy ideas, because kids are very impressionable, obviously. And the United Nations now says minors can consent to sex. According to the Free Beacon, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent to sex may be consensual, in fact, if not in law, then in theory, according to the UN. The United Nations is working to mainstream sex with minors, stating in a report that relations with underage individuals can be considered consensual despite worldwide prohibitions on such acts. From a March report they put out at the United Nations, United Nations-backed organization said, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent sex may be consensual, in fact, if not in law, if these acts are part of a human rights-based approach to laws governing sexual relations. The enforcement of criminal law should reflect the rights and capacity of persons under 18 years of age to make such decisions about engaging in consensual sexual conduct and the right to be heard in matters concerning them. Now, certainly, you might question, okay, 16, 17, how young do they go? Well, that's the problem, is they don't say. They don't say. So what is the age then that a kid really knows? But notice how this is coming in tandem with the gender affirming care nonsense, which is of course code for chopping off body parts and mutilating children's bodies and giving them these experimental drugs, the hormone puberty blockers, which are not approved for gender transition. But this is again the idea, right? Kids should start doing this as young as what, 8 years old maybe? 8, 9, 10, 11. We are trying to destroy the innocence of childhood to advance an agenda that the left wants. And this is another example of this. If you can say that kids as young as, what, 13 years old should be able to consent to sex, they can certainly be able to consent to chopping their body parts off or having body parts added to them. They can certainly consent to these things. But ironically enough, though, these same lefties, if you say to them, well, then don't you think a 13 kid should be able to fire a gun? They'll scream at you from the loudest perch they can find to tell you, these are just kids. Keep the guns out of their hands. Same with cigarettes, too. They keep trying to raise that age to 21. The left is so inconsistent when it comes to the age of consent. It's remarkable.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.